Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we have concluded our tithing series, but tithing versus giving, what the scriptures really say and what our role is, what is our position on tithing and giving now? What do we do financially speaking? But you can still send in your questions. There's still a lot of both general and detail-oriented things that we didn't get into. So if you've got any questions on those, on that, still feel free to drop me a line at diane@wecanprepare.org. Obviously, we thought this was an important series. We spent about a year on it and still didn't get to everything that needs to be said on it. And a lot of it was trying to undo and address some of the beliefs that we all have to free us to be able to accept God's truth. And that sort of leads us into what we want to talk about in general today. But before we go any further, let's just take a moment and let the Lord speak to us about what he wants to do today, not just necessarily during this radio program, but in your life today. Each day we have, every moment we have, is an opportunity. And one of the things that we want to really begin to avail ourselves of is taking full advantage of our time. We've talked about, especially coming out of the tithing series, that we are often told that if we plant a financial seed, God will bless us some way or another, not necessarily financial. And we've gotten this idea that it's a, we do something first and then God follows up. And conversely, at one point in time, we will begin to see how that's true. It's just not for the same reasons that we've been taught. But what we want to learn to appreciate, and this is the distinction, that every situation we're in has been handcrafted by God for us to experience something in particular. Whether it's his meeting our need or receiving something that encourages us, or direction, correction, or change, or us being able to communicate more clearly with him. We have this misunderstanding about what he wants from us. And these are really an approach that we have to understand and really embrace the whole concept of God as being real as you are, that he's not sitting off somewhere in on a cloud, on a throne room, regardless of what you've envisioned as far as what heaven is like. What we are looking to experience is God as he is right now in our lives. So let's embrace that concept right now and ask him to speak to each one of us or reveal to us, change us, whatever he has for us right now, living in this moment. And, Lord, we just ask you to do that right now. Whatever our needs are, I just ask that you would meet them. Whatever interferences there are, I just command that they be brought down. Those interferences, especially the demonic interferences that have no legal basis, I command you now to come down. And for those interferences that have a legal right to be there, Lord, I ask that you not let that stand, that you join with those, with all of us, and in combating those strongholds, that we not accept bondage, that we not accept curses and any interference as a way of life for us, that you are both making us free and setting us free, and we want both in our lives. We want to learn to embrace the idea that we have been set free, but also that there's a process that we embrace and that we are made free. That it was for freedom that we were set free, and we will not turn back again to the idea that we are under constraints by any of our enemies, the world, our flesh, or the devil. So, Lord, anything that's keeping us from thinking that, bring it to the surface. And those specific needs that people have, the financial ones, the physical healing needs, the relationship needs, I just command all things to come into alignment with your purpose in each of our lives. And we also, Lord, accept that some of those are there because you want them there. And we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do today, in the next hour, in the next minute, the next moment, with the next breath we breathe in. Change our expectation that now is our moment of change. And I just encourage you all to allow the Lord to speak to you, and especially for those listening on the podcast, if you want to just pause it and let the Lord speak and let him show you any area that you need to either change your expectation, change your belief, be willing to let go of something, or receive from him. Whether it's getting your need fulfilled, an answer to a question, or just allowing him to reveal himself. We are not going to remain ignorant. I love that verse where Paul says, in talking about the things of the devil, you know, brethren, we are not ignorant. Well, yes, we are. And we are willfully ignorant. We like it that way. One of the things I always find humorous is this whole notion of how powerful the devil is and the demons, that you don't even want to get into a conversation with them because they will deceive you and then you'll be lost. And somebody in your family will be hurt, or you'll be hurt, or they'll be lost. In other words, even if you engage the enemy, you'll lose. This is a great example of an expectation that we have to have changed, and that we have to change. What you expect is a reflection of your beliefs. So let's just stop and think right now, and we can look at a variety of different areas of our lives. Looking back over your life, are you right now where you expected to be? Whether it's in your career, your family, your finances. Are you fulfilling the picture that you had laid out for yourself? If you are, great, hopefully. But if not, what effect has that had on your present and your future? If you haven't achieved what you thought you could have or should have or would have, are you living with that as a wound? Are you letting that affect your present, keeping you from embracing your present and your present situation? Has it caused you to give up on your future? Are you just going to hang in there for the rest of your days, knowing that you blew it? God gave you a task to do, a purpose, a calling, a ministry. And because you failed at the beginning, you'll never make it up for it. So many, that's where people are coming from. And in a sense, it's understandable. But we have to call it what it is. It's an enemy. That's part of this world system. And we could even say it's a natural enemy, because it's related to time. It feeds into the idea that we are a slave or a servant to time. That what we what has happened in the past is a determiner of our present or our future. We've begun and embraced the lie that what has happened in the past is who we are. And nothing could be further from the truth. When we talk about what is in the future, it's a reflection of our expectations. And as we start to look at what our expectations were in the past, if we don't interrupt them, your past expectations will determine your future. Where do you want to be 10 years from now, 5 years from now, 5 days from now? Sometime during this week, take out a pad of paper and describe your perfect day 10 years from now. If you had a magic wand, if you were God, what would your day look like? What would you be like? What would others be like? Then start to talk to God about them. About your wishes, your desires, And those things, those wishes, desires, dreams, and hopes that are from him, he begins to turn into expectations. He begins to stir that confidence. And that confidence begins to overcome the fear. When we know God, when we know not just about him, but have experienced his power, his love for us, when we've experienced his touch, that what we think is just an impossible situation, he just touches it, and the knot comes undone, and we find out it was actually a gift that was tied up tightly, and it's a special gift for us from him. When we find out he's not waiting for us either to succeed or fail, that he's already received us, and that we're working out those gifts that he's already given us. Change is hard, and changing our expectations is hard. And it, in some of our lives, it's going to get harder, because things may get harder in our lives. We're not going to read anything into that. If you expect things to get worse for you, regardless of your circumstances, they will. If you expect things to get better for you, regardless of your circumstances, they will. Because our expectations determine and filter our beliefs. And we talked earlier about freedom. When with freedom comes responsibility, and one of the things we are responsible for is an awareness of what we're believing, what we're thinking, what we're feeling. Not being consumed by them, but recognizing when we're not walking in peace, when we're not experiencing that confidence of having heard from him. Doesn't mean there's not going to be fear based on a circumstance. If you're in a, for instance, if you have a life-threatening illness or you're in pain, those are normal, expected responsive stresses. It's totally normal and nothing at all to be critical of or feel guilty about being concerned and fearful and stressed about. But we don't draw conclusions from that. We don't say, well, this is why this happened. This is why, you know, I tithed to the church. I did everything I was supposed to. I gave every time the bucket passed. And here I am, I'm losing my house. And what we want to do is change that expectation, that the beliefs we had are going to apply. Instead, what do? We take every situation, every expectation, we take them to God. Lord, what's your truth here? And let's just use that example. Forget the whole idea of having earned something or now obligated God to do something on your behalf. Don't even deal with that now. When you're in a crisis, whatever kind it is, you know, and especially if you're in pain, it's really hard to reason things out. And fortunately, God's not telling you to do that. So don't worry about being able to nail what's wrong. Okay, this is why this is happening. I don't have enough faith. Or it's demonic. There's an interference, a generational curse. I've been speaking out lies with my mouth and it's affecting my body. Whatever your beliefs are, put them aside for a moment. And let's just ask God. Now, we've already come up against those interferences. So, Lord, we just ask that now that you reveal to us what we can do. Lord, in our situation, is there something we can do? Now, notice I phrased that as a yes or no question. So you can hear and expect a yes or no answer. Let's just do that again. Lord, in my situation, in this area, is there something I can do? And whether you receive a yes or a no, let's test it. Lord, is that you? Now, over time, you'll be able to distinguish his voice from all others. And at this point in time, you don't need to worry about distinguishing if it's not from him, who it's from. What's important is it from him or not? You may be in a situation that there's nothing you can do. But odds are, very likely, you're in a situation that there is something you can do. Unfortunately, one of the problems we're having is that there's things that we can do that we just don't want to. We have expectations that if we do A, B, and C, then D, E, and F will happen. And those expectations are not based on what God has said to us personally. They're either based on what he's said to others, or history, what we've caught from others or been taught by others, but not from him. And just a reminder here, these expectations, if you expect to hear from him, you will find it much easier to hear from him. So let's start right there again. Lord, is there anything that is any belief, any script, any emotion, any wound that is keeping me from expecting to hear your voice? Am I believing any lies that are telling me that I can't hear you? And then just let him bring any of those lies, any of those thoughts to the surface. And then ask him, Lord, just speak, what is your truth? What is the truth here? Now, we don't need to know where we came up with this idea, this lie, where it came from, who taught us. This is not a blame game. We are living in the present. Before you can redeem your past and prepare for your future, you must take your present. You must live in your now. This is your anchor. We will get to taking all your land, your future and your past, but we start by taking the present. This is your task. This is your kingdom. This is your purpose here on this earth. Everything does, in a sense, revolve around you. Not because you are so important to the world or that God is going to reach out to the world through you, but that He has already done that in you. He made you the center of His universe. He invested Himself in you just as much as He invested Himself in His Son Jesus. We think about bringing forth many after Him. We talk about being a disciple or a follower of Christ. And yet we end up following other people. We follow our pastor. We follow our teachings. We follow our own beliefs. And we look at how we judge how we're doing. When you plant corn, more corn comes forth. And that corn doesn't worship the first seed of corn that fell into the ground because it's done its job. The corn simply goes about being corn, growing and doing what it is. But bringing forth countless more of more corn, if it's replanted or if it's consumed. Likewise, the ideas that we have. God is not worried about Himself. He's not sitting on that throne room in heaven somewhere saying, I'm not being honored enough today. I need an honor fix. They're not glorifying me enough. They're not singing enough. They're not shouting enough. They're not out ministering enough to the poor. You know, oh, woe is me. We even need to be able to experience what He is now in reality for ourselves. We have this expectation that we won't know God. You know, no man shall see God and live. Guess what? You've already died once. You were born dead. You died in Christ. Now you're resurrected. You've seen Him in your spirit. You've seen God. When He changed you, you became one in Him and with Him. So it's not about achieving what you are dictating to yourself, your own expectations. So for the rest of the day, what do you expect? Do you expect God to answer you? Do you expect Him to respond to you? Or do you expect to be blocked at every opportunity? Many have decisions that need to be made. Do you expect God to clearly speak an answer to you? You may not be able to resolve the issue you're in now the way you expected to. That's all right. What's important is modifying your expectations. Where are you going to get your help? Are you going to get it from your own strength, your own resources, or are you going to get it from Him? So we'll continue in this kind of a format because we want to start really making things practical and showing you this is what it looks like, this is what it sounds like, and trying to be practical and applying what we've been learning these past few years. So thanks for tuning in. You can always get in touch with me at diane@weCanPrepare.org. And we should be starting to make some additional changes on the website as well. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great weekend.